I'd like to introduce you to creative franchise funding ideas. And the whole idea behind funding first-time franchisees is to become very, very skilled at reviewing a request for consideration early in the sales process to determine if they're a low net worth, medium net worth, or high net worth. Most of all of your candidates will be in the low to medium, with a third of them being higher net worth, meaning self-funded. So one salesperson or founder who your primary salesperson must be an expert at analyzing a request for consideration known as a franchise application. And that first starts with understanding the liquidity aspect of the candidate. Can they write the check for the initial franchise fee or the area development fee? If a franchise candidate cannot write a check for the initial franchise fee, we are probably taking them into the baseline of approval and disapproval. And the reason for this is that in almost every situation, if they are going to be a candidate for a business loan, whether it's an SBA loan or a conventional loan, a 7A loan or a 504 loan, there will be a requirement for them to put down 10, 20, or 30% of the total project. For example, if it's a $300,000, it might be the banker might say, well, we'd like to for them to loan $350,000 for a little bit of padded working capital. And we're going to need 10, 20, or 30% down. And that would typically be the amount of the initial franchise fee, which can be applied to the total project by the bank in most situations, not all of them. But this is why it's so critically important that at a minimum, you're looking carefully and quickly at their liquidity. Can they fund? Now, that could come out of their checking, savings, the transfer and sale of stocks and bonds. It could come out of liquidation of a line of credit, a second mortgage, or even a partial liquidation of a 401k. In fact, you can borrow against a 401k up to $50,000. The rules change, has to be paid back. Or in fact, it could even be a 401k rollover into a newly formed corporation. It's called a 401k rollover. So all of those are unique characteristics. It could even be borrowed from friends and family. But the initial franchise fee, at a minimum, their mattress money, they should have regardless for you to be able to formalize with them. So that's the first thing you're looking at. The second thing you want to look at is how creative you're going to have to be. For example, if they're $150,000 to $250,000 net worth, you're going to have to really be on your toes and be ultra creative. If they're $200,000 to $500,000, not as creative. If it's for $500,000 to $1 million, they can typically self-fund. Often they'll still want to, you know, consider doing it, so getting some financing. So the first base of knowledge would be, you know, do I have full command and knowledge of all different types of what I call creative franchise funding ideas? Business loans. What are the four different types of loan packagers? Number two is 401k rollovers. What are all the particulars of a 401k rollover and what companies do those? Do I have a furniture, fixture, equipment, kitchen package, sign package, computer package all bundled up? And do I have a manufacturer where a client can fill out an application? I can get them a very nice, you know, lease payment, a 5-year lease with a dollar buyout. Do I have a bank that's going to give me equipment financing, which is a little less expensive than leasing? Are there working capital loans and other alternatives? For example, in some cases, one could margin their stocks, collateralize their stocks. Another one could be that it is a collateral-free, an SBA Express loan with some caveats around it. And of course, then the idea of purchasing new or used equipment. So there is a wide variety of creative funding strategies, and in each franchise system is a little bit different. For example, if it's home-based or small mobile or small truck or two or three automobiles, you know, there's more assets. You might be able to say, well, that business is going to be 150 to 300,000. That's, you know, one strategy of a franchise concept. It might be a 250 to 400,000 retail store with golf simulation or different types of equipment or retail inventory, or it might be in the restaurant industry where it's, you know, anywhere from 250 to 600,000, even to $1 million. Now you've got an equipment package, you've got a kitchen package. So everything is dependent on the unique characteristics. So, it's very important that through self-awareness via home-based, mobile, service business, am I a retail concept? Am I a restaurant? Or, you know, and then that's when there'll be a different range of opportunities, some more creative than others. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to know that within each of those creative funding strategies, loan packagers, each one has a different style. For example, a direct bank that does SBA loans may have some unfavorable industries. They may have some biases towards industry. We don't do gas stations or tanning salons or fitness centers. So if you match your client to that and they don't do those, you're an automatic turndown before you know it in 3 months. Or it might be a regional boutique that does 20 business loans a year, and they're very active. They have a loan specialist there. They'll make or break their business. Your candidate is everything to them. Or they could be a Benetrends or a Fran Fund where they do 100 business loans, but your one sale is 1 out of 100. So it's very easy for their employee to call you up and say, oh, no, we can't approve of it. And it's because you are 1% of 100 and you're 100% of your one. So the larger Benetrends and Fran Funds can treat new franchisors a little bit like a whipping dog. So you have to be careful who you match to. And then of course, these are the different types of loan packagers. And the difference primarily comes with a direct bank loan packager is they're not going to quote chase or follow up with your client. It could be 3 months before all the paperwork is turned in. They don't solicit and follow up. A regional boutique, they've got somebody that's going to hold that client accountable to their business plan, their information. They're going to be more accountable. If they're a large Fran fund, they're going to offer a flat fee for some coaching, consulting to put a business plan together. So it's critically important that you know the differences between different types of loan packagers so that you're matching your candidate to the right person for the right reasons, for the right amounts, and not just any one company just because you've heard good things about them. So the second thing is in creative funding is to know the difference of loan packagers. The second place after the initial franchise fee is always to go directly towards their next levels of liquidity, and that would be stocks, bonds, any liquid assets that they could sell immediately, where they can transfer funds, sell those. And so that becomes the next logical place for them to fund their business. And then from there, it would be a line of credit or a second mortgage on their primary residence. And then from there, it could be their rental properties, borrowing against their rental properties, as there's a graduated scale of liquidity for them to move from the franchise fee to the area development fee, now to being able to purchase their initial assets, if there's 100, 200,000 in equipment or automobiles, et cetera, et cetera. So you're looking at the application, looking for the next stage of liquidity, and then you're getting into some of their other assets. For example, they might have an existing business. They might have two or three types of alternative investments, insurance policies, whole life that they can borrow against. Typically, you can't borrow against a term or a pension. And then, of course, they might have, you know, other assets, inheritance, liquidity. But generally, it gets a little bit weaker in terms of, you know, other types of things they can, you know, utilize to fund their business. But and then you move down to, you know, their sort of final level of their application where they might have a 401k of a previous company that's accumulated over time, or they might have a couple IRAs that have accumulated over time. And a lot of times you'll notice that on applications, your candidates are incomplete. They don't list all their assets and liabilities, not because they're hiding sometimes, but because they don't understand it. Assets, liabilities, net worth is new terminology to them. So now you've got a full and complete application. You're looking at the numbers, the net worth. Is this, you know, 100 to 250, 250 to 500, 500 to a million? And then immediately you're in a position to say, okay, this is going to be a high level of coaching, financial coaching, a medium level of coaching, and then, of course, self-fund. So self-fund is generally 30 to 40% of your clients. They're going to easily be able to liquidate, transfer monies, proceed, and formalize with franchise fees, area development fees, and fund their business. And then when you get into sort of the middle of the road, let's say your investment's 100 to 300,000 and the net worth is a $250,000 candidate, sort of middle of the road where the net worth is coincidentally matching the amount of the investment. You might say, well, why would somebody have a $300,000 net worth and invest in a $300,000 business? They're putting 100% of their money. So in that case, what you would typically do is you would look towards their 401k to do a partial or full liquidation. And keep in mind, before the age of 60, there is usually a 10% penalty, which, by the way, is not much lower or higher than the average business loan. So it's not always bad to have a 10% penalty, and although it does have to be recognized as income, the amount that they're taking out, or they can borrow against it and then pay that back, have an installment loan against that. So the IRS rules do change periodically, so you want to check with your CPA on those borrowing principles against an IRA. But typically, using the IRA as your first place, if they've got 75, 100, 200, a lot of them see their stocks go up and down, and they say, I'd rather invest in myself. And so they'll take and do a 401k rollover, set up a new corporation. It takes some administrative dollars. There's Benetrends, Fanfronts, SC Cooper, Guidant, and they charge $3,000 to $5,000 as an administrative fee, and then there's an annual cost for them to manual that, and it could vary from $750 to $1,500. They have to roll those dollars into that 401k, and now they can use that company and those dollars to then apply that to maybe a conventional business loan or an SBA loan if need be. Keep in mind that you have to match them to the right loan packager if you're going to do that, because 30, 60, or 90 days will go by, and you'll think that everything's fine, and you'll get a phone call one day that says, nope, we couldn't do it for this reason. So you've got to be really, really alert anytime you're dealing with loan packagers. A, identifying the right company, the right individual, and you want to know their process inside and out. You want to make the introduction. You want to be on the call. You want to understand, and then you want to have a weekly track-to-funding call with the loan officer, the processor, and your client to make sure that your client is gathering all their information. And keep in mind, you cannot write business plans as a franchisor. You can't email business plans. Those are prior to sale. You cannot write their business plans. You've got to the candidate has to do that kind of financial type of work, if you will. So that's the way you'd work with a mid-level net worth, and that would assume that they could formalize with you by paying the franchise fee. And you don't want the franchise fee being paid too early, and you don't want it being paid too late. So typically, you'll have that initial call with the loan officer. There'll be a needs checklist of information. Hey, do you have 10% to put down or 20%? Have you had a felony? Have you had a bankruptcy? If you did, what's the story behind it? And that's the minimum criteria. They'll tell you we can or we can't. They'll give you a needs list, right to check credit, soft or hard. And then they'll give you what's called a pre-qualification letter that gives you more confidence to proceed forward. It's not quite a commitment letter, but that gives you the ability now, if you get a pre-qualification and a commitment letter, to move forward in formalizing your franchise agreements and getting your franchisee paid so that there is some concurrence, there's a congruency taking place in this process. So you don't want them to pay the franchise fee and get turned down on a business loan. You'd be giving them the money back. You'd have paid a commission to your salesperson. You would have now had a real problem. And you don't want the franchisee being introduced to somebody and them going through 90 days and waiting to see if they're ever going to get funded, and the client's going to get tired out and not want to buy the franchise. So you don't want to be too early, and then you don't want to leave it up to the loan. This supports the importance of the initial franchise fee. So that's what we call sort of a mid-level type of 401k rollover, which is sort of a combination. You might call this a 401k rollover combination applied towards a loan. Secondly, I like to say that a line of credit and a second mortgage can be a nice approach, because the interest rates are varying. They're less expensive. They're not fixed payments. And so very often initial franchise fee, liquidation of stocks, combined with somebody's line of credit on their home because they like that cheaper money and those variable expenses, or maybe they'll even refinance their home to pull some money out, combined with maybe a 401k and combining their money there as well. So it's not always just a quick get a business loan. In other instances, you'll find somebody write a franchise fee. They'll refinance their home, or maybe, again, a line of credit. And then you might, as a franchisor, say, well, we've also got a couple manufacturers. We've got a kitchen equipment and signage program where for $80,000, you'll fill out an application. They'll check your credit. You can buy everything new. The manufacturer will pay off the suppliers. Everything will be drop shipped to you, and you'll have one lease payment to the leasing company. And that's for you, what we call furniture, fixture, equipment, known as FF&E. So if your franchise doesn't have that, it's something to look into, is establishing that for your signage outdoors. If there's any mobile truck, any type of cleaning equipment, any type of inventory, to set up a nice $20 to $40 to $60 to $80, you know, FF&E equipment financing or equipment leasing with a 5-year with a dollar buyout. The reason is, if you add that dollar buyout, it will now qualify itself for a, what's called a, I'm drawing a blank here. It's a tax credit, real nice tax credit. Well, let's move on. If it comes to me, I'll bring that up, but they can write off almost 50% of that, that program, if you will. So that gives you a little more appreciation for the midline. Now, when you get into a very low net worth environment where you're dealing with $150,000, it really gets to be very difficult, because now you're getting all sorts of emotionality. You know, this person loves it. You love them. Hey, can we finance the initial franchise fee? Item 10 of your FDD says no. We do not, as a franchisor, offer any direct financing. And we do have a lot of different third-party funding sources. But in those situations, what you have to almost do is work towards them getting a friend or a family member or a partner. You have to really look carefully at, do we introduce them to a banker that would take 10% down? They don't have a home. They're a renter. They're not quite, you know, even bankable to some degree. You might have to look at some credit card funding. Maybe it's a little expensive. They'd certainly buy used equipment, if you will. You wouldn't put them in a new equipment environment, likely. So it really gets to the point where, in your early stage of launching a franchise company, sometimes you're going to take a little bit more of a lower net worth franchisee. As your mature brand starts to grow, you're going to begin to say, you know, we're purging. And as you get more and more franchisees, you're going to find yourself having a higher quality franchisee as you grow. So again, these are some of the creative strategies. And I would strongly advise, there are over 50 different creative franchise funding ideas and companies in the franchise industry. We, of course, have access to a lot of these strategic partners. But again, you know, business loans, there's four types of different loan packagers with different strengths and weaknesses. We have 401k rollover companies. There's four or five of those. I think it's important that you begin looking at equipment leasing. Does it apply? Does it not apply? Equipment financing at a local or regional bank. Sometimes it can be less expensive. Working capital loans and any alternative funding sources. And of course, use equipment resources. So this is something for you to think about. And again, thank you for taking the time to listening to Creative Franchise Funding Ideas and how to review a request for consideration and thinking about different strategies on how to coach and assist somebody in different funding scenarios. Thank you.